Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2875.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Okay, that would be my mom, because she was always patient with me. She studied some stuff with me, and she always took care of me, and it was through the whole of my life. That's why she was the person who was aspiring to me.
How would you describe your personality?
I would say I'm really patient and I'm not really talkative. I prefer to listen to people and sometimes make some sarcastic remarks. And that's basically my whole life described in these couple of words.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
As I said, my mother was really patient with me, so I took a lot from her. I'm persistent, and I like to learn, and that's basically what I understand you have to have in your life to be successful.
What do you like to do when you're spending time with your family?
I'm more or less a lazy person, so I like to relax and just spend some quiet time, do some barbecue or watch some TV or go to a restaurant, so not a lot of activity.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I didn't develop that, but as I said before, I prefer to listen, so I'm usually very quiet, and that's what people notice about me.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Learning ability, that would be the most important thing, I think.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I like most of the things about myself. The laziness, yeah, I'm a bit too lazy, but at this point, it's never give any problems to me, so I guess I'm alright. I would like to be less lazy. And the best quality, I'm patient.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received and why this gift was so special.
It's hard to remember. I don't think I ever get any really specific presents that I can remember. Well, I guess I have a son, so that's kind of a present, yeah. By myself, by my wife, for both of us.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
Oh, that's an easy question. The New Year would be the best holiday, because we usually spend it with our friends. We get together and just have fun for about a week every year. So that's very nice.
What is your most memorable vacation?
There's so many of them. And I usually remember some specific things from every vacation. But we went to Florida to get married with my wife. So that was most of the the most things happened there that I remember.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Fishing or mushroom hunting or berry picking. So everything that you can get kind of for free, those things I like the most.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite book?
I didn't have a favorite book, but I liked adventures and some kids' detective stories. That's what I like the most.
What type of books do you enjoy now, and do you have a favorite book?
I like something about feelings, of human feelings, like when people get in tricky situation, they had to get out. And for that reason, I like something about prison breaks or something post-apocalyptic things. And I guess it's another thing I like is recently I discovered John Irving for myself, so I like most of the books by him.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I came from Russia, and when I was growing up, that was kind of a hard time. It was a transition from one kind of world to another, and was really wild times where there was I afraid to say that, but it was a real freedom. No one, there were no laws, no nothing. We ran around when we were little on the streets, and we did some crazy things that I never think I will allow my kid to do. And this feeling of that you can do anything, it's really shaped me, and it gets me going every day in my current life.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
I already mentioned that. I like to just lie down on the couch and read or watch a movie. Sometimes I also enjoy doing something like renovation, but I usually do this not every week, but in take a couple months and do this intensively and then relax for half a year.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I look like Vin Diesel.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
This period right now is all right. It's since I remember the most from it, so that's my favorite period of history.
What is the most important thing to happen to you and how did it change you?
I would say that was going to study to a different city from my parents. So the first time I got there by myself, it was really a life-changing event for me.
What is your definition of success?
Success is when you feel that you always have something ahead of you.
What is your biggest frustration?
Not easily frustrated, so there is not such a thing.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Basically, when I decided to go from my country, from Russia to USA, that was a risky decision and it paid out well.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'm okay actually with what I'm doing right now, so I have a plan for the next 10 years, so I'm fine where I am right now.
What is your approach to life?
Have a plan ahead of you and just work on it.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
It became more or less difficult after I left my parents, and then since then, it just happens by itself. You just resolve the small issues here and there and just go through life.
Who is your favorite actor and why?
I like Leonardo DiCaprio, especially in his latest movie, and why? He's a serious guy. He always goes with his sore face, and he's good, I think.
What is your favorite dinner?
I like seafood, so everything with seafood, and pretty much everything if you put spice in it. So I will like this too, but yeah, seafood would be the best one.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I decided to go to USA, so no one expected this from me, but I decided to go, and here I am.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I wake up, turn out the alarm clock, and go to the bathroom.
What sound do you love?
I like sounds. Sounds of everything. So I don't think there is any sound I don't like.
How do you deal with stress?
I don't stress that much. So I'm easily forget about things. So I guess forgetting about things is a good thing.
What do you have on your bedside table?
I don't have a bedside table. But on the floor near the bed, they have several books lying around, and yeah, that's it.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid at some point I became so lazy I don't want anything from my life.
What are three things you can't live without?
Things or persons? So I guess I would say person. So my family I can't live without, friends, and my work. I like my work.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
So many things. I wanted to be an astronaut as everyone else, but more later in the life, I wanted to become a finance manager. I don't know why, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
What's the first thing you would save in a fire?
My documents, yeah, passports. It's hard to live without it.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world?
Appreciate the world is a good thing. Sometimes you can change that, but more or less appreciating is the best thing.
What makes you smile?
A joke and remembering something silly in my past that always make me smile.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
I'm sorry to say that, but I like computer games. I liked it very much, so I had to stop it immediately because it took so much time from my life.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
I don't have such a place, but if I had to pick, well, I would live in some tropical now for a year. It's a good to relax for 1 year.
If you knew you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
I would jump with a passion.
How do you want to be remembered?
Ideally, I would like to discover something very nice so people would use that and say, oh, that's this guy who discovered that.
What would you do with $1 million?
I would buy a vacation house at somewhere near equator.
When do you feel the best, morning, afternoon, or evening?
I would say evening. That's my favorite time.
Why did you choose bioinformatics as your line of work?
One thing led to another. So I went to the university and I studied computer science there. And once we had to pick our specialization, that's where I see, oh, biology, you can do something with computers about that. So I went there just out of curiosity, and I liked it so much, so I continued to do that.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
I do a lot of things for different people. So someone comes to me with a problem, and I resolve it, and that's the most rewarding experience for me.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would be discovering something really, really good in line of my current work.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Yeah, that's an easy thing. It's usually just go and have a lunch or a dinner and go to a movie together.
What do you love most about your wife?
She's smarter than me, and that's why I picked her, apart from other advantages, but she's smart.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
Give her a foot massage. That's she usually asks, and I usually refuse, and keep it for special situations.
Why did you decide to participate in the Stoner program?
Well, there were so many good things about that. So, first of all, it's giving something to other people. Another thing is money. It's always good.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
So for recipients, my advice, choose wisely. The most important thing is the education you give to a kid and how you raise them. That's my feeling. And for the offspring, is take advantage of any opportunity in your life and study hard.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2875.